the next Kinnah goes through the Shemaras Kedushah. We spoke last year about the Chaya. I want to add Nakuda. I mean, the Mishmaras Kahuna seemed to us like a very mechanical division. You need to have, listen, all the Kahanim can't be there all the time, and you don't want all the Kahanim lot coming once and another, so you take the Kahanim, divide them up into Mishmaros, and you have a very efficient system, everyone coming twice a year, and you tell them everybody comes, and it's great. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, we mentioned last year, speaks about that the Mishmaros are connected to Malachim, and so on. The Bnei Yisoscha says that the division of the Bria, he doesn't say this the Kudah, but he does point out the parallels. In the Bria, there's Kedusha finds itself in Olam, in Shana, and Nefesh. In other words, just like Kedusha is a chelik of the world, in people, in terms of people, in terms of place, and in terms of time. So he says that the Chof Dalet is the Mokam HaMizbeach is Chof Dalet Tfachim or Chof Dalet Tfachim, and he brings a remez from a Pasuk, Kat Koichim Shosayich, and 24 is the Zman. It's the amount of time, even in Shos Manius. Time is 12 hours. The amount of minutes in each hour varies. But Chazal or Kevea, that's the Etzim Kvias Abriya, is 24 as a Zman of Yom Kippur, and divided up each even depending on his Manius. But the division is always done with 24. So he says that the Etzim, in other words, Kohanim bringing a Mizbeah, bringing a carbon every day, every week, it wasn't the pshat the same carbon over and over again. Just like in Parshas Nosei, when the Nesiim brought the Karbanis, the Torah lists every single carbon because every single carbon had different Kavanis and came from a different Shevet, so it had a different meaning to it. The Avodas HaTamid carried in itself the balance of both. It was Tamid, it was every day, and every day was a different knach to it. Every day, every week, a different, every day, every week, a different Beis Av, every, the Mishmer, every day a different Beis Av. You had a chalukah that gave each and every carbon the knach of avoda that's roy for that day. So when we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had both milas together. For us, it's usually a trade-off. You either do something consistently and it sort of runs out of steam and you have a very hard time with chatshas, or somebody does something for the first time, or a person becomes a Baal Tshuva, a person does a mitzvah for the first time, does a mitzvah that comes rarely, then a person is has his chatshas. But in the things that are routine, we have a very hard time having his chatshas. It's an either-or situation for us. Beis HaMikdash was built that there was a carbon, tamid, it was called tamid, and each tamid had in itself the nuance of that particular day. So when we speak about the Mishmaros Kahuna, each and every Mishmar Kahuna, it means that within the small, narrow confines of Shevet Kahuna, you had what gave a chiddush each and every time, of each and every day of Avoda, and that we will. Eich yoshu chavetzol sashorin, v'dom amroin, v'si yoroin, v'dom amroin.